The Homer City Council has passed a resolution requesting changes to U.S. Navy training exercises in the Gulf of Alaska. KBBI's Shayla Farzan has the story.
If you head out into the Gulf of Alaska with an underwater hydrophone, you may hear some of this. But next year, parts of the Gulf might sound more like this. That's because the U.S. Navy is planning to conduct its annual training exercises again there next summer. The proposed training area is 24 nautical miles from the Kenai Peninsula shoreline, just south of Prince William Sound and east of Kodiak Island. It covers over 59,000 square miles, an area slightly larger than the state of Georgia.
These trainings are aimed at maintaining military readiness. Everything used in the exercises is actually the same weapons that are used in war. So these are real bombs, real missiles, torpedoes, heavy deck guns, and then, of course, the active sonar.
That's Emily Stolarczyk. She's the program manager for the EAC Preservation Council, a nonprofit group based in Cordova. Stolarczyk spoke at Homer City Council on Monday in support of a resolution requesting changes to the proposed training.
We certainly can't understate the need for national security, but we could go about it in a more sensitive way, sensitive to the people that live here, the communities, our industries, and then wildlife as well.
Homer City Council member David Lewis sponsored the resolution. He says he's concerned about the impact of Navy training on wildlife.
It matters because all that comes in to Ketchumak Bay basically comes from the Gulf.
The proposed training would begin in May 2017, but the resolution requests the Navy wait until mid-September to avoid impacts on migrating marine species. Bob Shavelson, executive director of Cook Inlet Keeper, says the environmental impacts of naval training could be lessened by scheduling it later in the fall.
These are migration corridors for our salmon and our halibut and our whales, and we could reduce those impacts considerably if we change it to later in the year and we push it further from the coast.
But Navy Representative Alex Stone says the longer days and calmer waters in the summertime allow them to do more training exercises.
We get more value for our investment if we can plan the exercise when it has a greater probability of better weather, better conditions for flying and for training.
The resolution also requests the Navy avoid using live ordnance and sonar in marine protected areas. One concern is that these activities produce loud underwater sounds, which can physically harm marine mammals and alter their behavior. Professor John Hildebrand of the Scripps Institution of Oceanography says that beaked whales appear to be particularly sensitive to sonar.
There was an exercise in the Bahamas in about 2000, where the Navy was conducting an exercise in a relatively confined space along a channel, and then you could see beaked whales strand themselves along the channel pretty much in lockstep with the position of the sonars.
Although the effect of sonar on larger whales isn't well known, many of these species are endangered. Any activities that could harm them receive an extra level of scrutiny, says Hildebrand.
We're worried about these animals already, so we have kind of an extra layer of concern because they're already endangered, and now here's another thing that could potentially impact them, even though we don't know the details of how it might.
Currently, the Navy visually monitors the area around vessels to look for marine mammals. Again, Navy Representative Alex Stone.
Sonar could cause impacts to marine mammals if they're close to the sonar source.
Close, in this case, is 1,000 yards. That's according to the Navy's environmental impact statement.
We have a safety zone around that area, so we observe that area, and if there are marine mammals in that area, we'll power down the sonar or turn it off.
The resolution requesting changes to Navy training was unanimously approved by members of Homer City Council. It will now be sent to Alaska Senators Murkowski and Sullivan, as well as Representative Don Young. The 30-day public comment period ends August 29. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzan.